Yeah, I'm gonna ask Josh if you could come and share. It all fits together, and trust me, it really does. And yeah, Josh just came to me before and asked to share something, and then I'm gonna share after that a little bit, depending on how long. Like, you know, Josh will go an hour, and then I'll go an hour, and then we'll see where it goes. But no, just kidding.
I had to jot down points because, or else I get flustered and I can't remember everything. So, yeah, so I just, this morning as I was kind of praying and just kind of dwelling on my role and who I am in Christ and where he wants to take us, I feel like it's kind of my role as one of the elders is to just encourage everybody and to really just inspire those dreams and those visions that God's placed in your hearts and in your life. And I just want to start off, I felt like I was supposed to start off saying everybody's doing so well. And this isn't a rebuke or anything like that. It's totally just, I felt like I was supposed to come and encourage everybody and to give a place for somebody, for others to come and just, yeah, an openness to just share their hearts. And so I know that Kev has mentioned at one of the elders meeting that over time, as even like as I've shared about the one prayer night that we had and going out to into town and praying and where I think God wants to take that, he had just made mention about that others have come to him with dreams and of pictures of things that God has placed in their life and that they think maybe they should be walking out. And I just really want to encourage that, to bring that to us, to lay that at the elders' feet and just know that we want these things too. If they're of God, like, we want you to just walk these things out. And my heart really is for us all to just grow. And the only way for us to grow is to step out in that training ground and to trial and error sometimes. And I know that there's a lot of places in my life where I've stepped out and I know for a fact that it wasn't right. But in those times, like, it's brought me to a place where with that softness of our hearts, like, to grow so much quicker and to lay it at Jesus' feet, to ask for him to judge what we're doing and to take that and go, okay, I know this now, and so for next time, whatever I have to do, whether it's praying and just asking for that forgiveness of how I've walked something out wrongly, walking it out as he shows, but really this place of, like, just spurring you guys on to dream and to ask God what the desires are in your hearts and where he wants to use you guys and take you guys and to just advance his kingdom, but also to advance your walk, your personal walk with Christ, and to just spur you on in that sense. And so I just wanted to extend the invitation for us as a body to lay it out at the feet of the elders and to just really be praying with God of where he wants to take you. And almost, I just kind of had this picture this morning of this place of Emmanuel Grace leadership, just being able to even connect each other with other people in the body of that have that same vision and that same dream, but maybe just don't know how to share it or don't see the connection sometimes. And just being able to be like, yeah, just this place of somebody's got a vision to pray in Niagara on the Lake for other things, and just to be able to come together. And I see the picture of Carlene sending out the email of just that prayer night and that group coming together and praying for specific things and as where God leads, and also for Thursday nights or worship, like to really just be praying about, like, I know that Craig is always in that place of, okay, what's next? But for each individual to challenge and be like, okay, I kind of see this, and to give it to Craig even during Sunday mornings or at Thursday nights of just, and starting to, I guess, just this place of vulnerability. And so, yeah, I just really, as I was kind of dwelling on that this morning and trying to just pray to God of where my role is and where he wants to take us and to spur us on to just grow as a body. When we step out and not worry so much about, and this is something that I very much am speaking of myself about, not worrying about how we mess up, but worrying about how we can correct it if we do, and allowing, like Kevin has been speaking about, like how do you see us as elders of being able to take the authority that we have in your lives and being able to touch on things that, and why we're praying so much about discernment, like being able to touch on those things and humbly just being like, I see this wrong or I see this right, like go for it. And like, yeah, just being able to, yeah, it's kind of just this place of each individual has to walk it out and to really be challenging yourselves and each other and spurring each other on, and how can I grow best for Christ? And how can I best walk out the dreams and the desires and the things in our hearts that God's placed there? And it's the one thing that has been coming to my mind lately is, like, it's not wrong to want to be great for Christ. It's how we take that greatness, and like, it's not wrong to want to do great things for Christ. When we take it as a pride thing, then yes, there's something that we have to work on. But like, to want to do great things for Christ and to be the best that we can be for Christ, like, I think in my own life, I looked at it as, and it, I know looking at it as a false humility of, oh, I can't be great for Christ and be humble at the same time. But it's that confidence in Christ of knowing that it's not a pride issue. It's, I just want to do everything I can for Christ. And it truly is like fixing our eyes on Christ. And so the one verse that was kind of, really kind of put it into perspective this morning was, I think it's in the specific passage, I think is in Luke 9, where he sends the disciples out, the 70, and just like sends them out to the nations ahead of him and the different places that Jesus wants to touch on. And yeah, they probably weren't fully ready for it, but he had this hope that, and this just wanting to push them to experience him in a deeper way and God in a deeper way, and to, yeah, just walk that out. And that's the discipleship, like, and coming back, and as different things arose, like you think of James and John wanting to cast down fire from heaven and on a city because they didn't view it or they didn't accept what they had. But Jesus didn't, he went after the heart issue and corrected them that how they were responding to it wasn't right either, but never really rebuking them for what they had done. It was, sorry, that one I don't fully understand yet, but it was this place of Jesus wanted to go after the heart issue and not, yeah, I just encourage you to really read and those passages of where he sent the disciples out. And I just look at it as, this morning as I was driving in, seeing it as like the discipleship, and I'm very thankful that I have this place of, I walked through an apprenticeship and to get my ticket, and it was very much, I wasn't ready for a lot of things, and yet my boss said, okay, go and do these service calls and these things. And as I explained to him what I did and how I worked it out, the next time I went, I did it a little differently because some of the things weren't exactly right, and I had to sometimes go back and deal with the issues of it's still leaking or whatever. But like, I think that's so much how God wants us to walk things out. And so, yeah, I just wanted to encourage you this morning to like, to know that there's a place in our leadership to be able to come to us and lay stuff at our feet, and ultimately that authority, like, yeah, of us discerning as a group and as a body and being able to just challenge that and weigh out different things, like, just, yeah, respect the roles that God's placed us in and the callings, and to really just lay it out. And yeah, we want to help you just walk out these different things God's put on your heart, and I think that's so important. Like, and each one of us is so different. Like, I think Ruth, of you just talking to different people and that love that you have for different people and walking that out. And I know there's others that have that same heart. And so being able to walk that out and share and just challenge the way that you do that, like, it's amazing. And there's so many others that, like, I think a Forrest of walking out different, talking to his clients and stuff like that, and the way that, yeah, you don't always get it right, and you've shared that, but at other times, like, you have these amazing encounters and talks with people that just, I know, that spurs you on, and the way that you've shared, like, it's just very encouraging. Or walking out our gifts of helps in different ways and just receiving that blessing. And so I just very much felt this encouragement this morning of wanting to just lay that out there and allow you guys to, yeah, know that there is an openness and a desire in our hearts to, for you guys to just strive and, I don't even fully know the word, but just like burst forth and just be ignited in what God has for you. And so just lay that out there for you guys. And like I said, it's an individual thing, and we all have to take it and chew on it and process it. And but to know that there's an openness for that, we just want to encourage you guys in a way that, yeah, either connects you guys in ways that you don't even notice that you have somebody else with the same heart desiring the same thing in the body, and being able to walk that out. And this place of, yeah, like, not everything will be like a church thing with, I think, of the prayer night. Like, some things will just be a walk that you guys have to walk out, and God gave it to you, and you have to walk it out in obedience. Like, I've gone once on the prayer night, and it was just me and God, and but I knew that I was supposed to be there. And so whether you guys are there or not, I know that for me, I have to walk this out. And so there will be times where it'll just be you and Christ, and to walk that out and to just do it faithfully, because I think it's so important that we just obey what the things of God are, or what God is telling us to do. And I think that is the biggest thing. You look through the Old Testament, one of the most important things was just obeying Christ, or obeying God in that sense, and having that heart. The key part was that heart of repentance and like that softness to be corrected. And I'm just reading through Jeremiah, and so much of it is like Israel just coming against Jeremiah instead of just seeing that God just wants that repentance and that heart of, okay, we're not walking this out right. Like, and are you going to turn? And time after time, he's just saying these different things that God's speaking through Jeremiah. And it's almost as they're just not getting it. But I know in times in my life, I'm just not getting it sometimes. And like, I still need that softness in Christ to come back and ask for that forgiveness and repent. And it's awkward sometimes. It's messy at sometimes, but like, we're not going to get it right the first time, and we just need to try. And when we try, that's when, like, I think God is so pleased. And as long as we have that soft heart for him to do what he has. And so I think that was pretty much, just challenging one another to walk these things out and push each other to strive and to be the best that we can be for Christ and to have that holy fire. And so, I give it to you guys, and you guys have to take it for what it is. And I'm sorry if I've misspoken any way of I've missed something fully what God has. And so, if it's okay, I'd just like to pray that out for you guys. And then wherever Kev goes from there, I have no idea, but God does. So, Father God, we give these things to you, Lord God. We give you our desires. We give you the things that you are speaking to us, Lord God, these dreams, these visions, these different aspects of our lives, Lord God. We just gave them over to you. And I just pray, Lord God, I pray right now for each one of us, Lord God, individually. I just pray that holy fire, Lord God, would just burst forth life in each one of us, Lord God, and just draw us closer to you. And I pray, Lord God, that you would just give us strength and boldness to walk out, Lord God, what you've placed in our hearts already and in each one of our giftings. Lord God, I think there's a different desire that is just from you. And so I just pray, Lord God, that we would just be able to walk it out in the way that you have for us, Lord God. And I just pray just a softness in our hearts, Lord God, and just that place of, just keeps coming back to me, that the gospel of forgiveness and repentance, Lord God. And I just pray that in each one of our hearts, Lord God, that, as we mess up a little bit here and there, and the messes can be cleaned up, Lord God, but the attitude of the heart, Lord God, is on you and on just in line with you, Lord God. And so I pray for wisdom and guidance and discernment, Lord God, in our lives. And I pray, Lord God, just to spark things in our lives, Lord God, that you want to touch on and that you want to work on and that you want to do through us, Lord God. And I thank you that it's a walk with you, and that you want to use us, Lord God, for whatever you have. And ultimately, Lord God, I know that it's just you want to place this confidence and this desire in our heart to just walk out whatever you have, Lord God. And I pray that our eyes would just be fixed on you and on Christ and on the Holy Spirit, Lord God, and that whatever we do, that it's for you, Lord God, and that we are just humble enough, Lord God, to receive your correction. And so I just pray that holy fire, Lord God, that holy ambition, that holy life inside of us, Lord God, to just walk out what you have. And I pray, Lord God, that you would just give us that boldness and confidence to do it all. And I pray, Lord God, that as we walk these things out and as we challenge these things, Lord God, and as we spur each other on, I pray, Lord God, just for your protection in it, Lord God, and that we would just be able to see so clearly the things of you and the things of soul and flesh, Lord God, and of the enemy. And I pray, Lord God, just for a discernment and a wisdom and how to walk these things out. And I just push back the enemy in your name, Jesus. And I pray that protection around us in your name, Jesus. And I just pray, Lord God, just that holy fire in each one of our hearts and in each one of our lives, Lord God. I just pray that out in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah, just as Josh came to me and Larry before and just shared that, and just how the morning was playing out a little bit. Yeah, I just felt that that needed to be shared. It reminded me of a week or two ago, the sermon that God had me share about, just about going for it, and like this theme of stepping out and just putting feet to it and listening and obeying. Oh, that's on my heart so much. It always has been, but even more so lately. And I know that God is filling my heart with just this desire for, again, even more so of us becoming everything that God has meant us to be. And I hope you know that, like, when Josh says, like, lay the thing at the elders' feet, it's a phrase from Acts 4, actually, 35, where they would take finances, actually, and lay it at the apostles' feet. It's not, I hope you know that it's not, he doesn't say this, and when I've said it in the past, or if Larry has hinted towards it, or if Carlene's hinted towards it, it's not this place of control, because actually, I don't want any control. I really don't. I would rather, like I've said, Jesse and I were talking about leadership recently, and it's this place again of if anyone understood leadership, they'd never want to be a leader. And because you don't want that, but if God calls you to it, you need to walk it out. But it's this place of, oh, I long for you to be everything that you're meant to be. And he talks about people receiving visions, and sometimes literal visions from God, but sometimes just, I think I'm supposed to do this. Like Josh with starting prayer in Old Town. And it's like, go for it. Like, go for it. And I know that many of us come from a church setting where, no, the pastor has to go for it, and the elders have to go for it. Like, here's someone would bring I had this a few times, not here, but, you know, where someone has an idea for the church or an idea, and it's really good, and I can actually tell, this is of God, like, this is good, and the person presents it, but with the understanding of, okay, now, Pastor Kevin, you need to go for it, like, here you go, and I'm like, that's not my vision, that's your vision, you go for it, I bless it, and keep me informed, but you go for it. And so with Josh heading over to an Old Town and praying, it's like even if no one else comes with you, you have to walk that out. Now, for that one, I have felt led to join because the Lord had me doing that before even sometimes. And it's, yeah, I need to be there. And it was really neat. A few Thursdays ago, maybe a month or two ago, I had a few things on a Thursday night come up. And I think I had three things, which is unusual for me. I try not to, but it just happened to be. And one was spur of the moment kind of thing. And I knew where I was supposed to be. Like, I knew my calling. And it's not that the other two things that were going on were not good and were not of God. They were. They are. But that was for someone else. God had other people working that out. You know, but I knew where I had to be because I have a calling on my life and my vision, the vision that God has for me. And I so much see, like many of you have shared your hearts with us, what God has been talking to you about. And it's like, go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Walk in it. Step in it. Obey. Listen. Go for it. And when we talk about laying it at our feet, we know that part of our calling in leadership is to help discern, but it's not to control. I don't want to get my fingers in the pie, actually. I really don't. If God calls me to, then I will, but I'd rather not. But it's this place of I want to help you discern. I had a dream last night. God was given a lot of dreams last night, it seems. But I had a dream last night, and it was of the church, okay? And we were in a bigger room, and I think it was actually, for some reason, I think it was Kelly and Sylvia's barn that was transformed into a church kind of thing. But anyways, and there was a lot of people all of a sudden there. There was like, and a lot of, in my dream, it was like visitors, And yet we had a big building, so it was really weird. But anyways, a lot of people. And we were getting ready. We were starting to get ready, and yet there was just commotion. There was just stuff going on, people talking, kind of like the way it is when we start, but it just continued. And people had, you know, circled chairs around to have their own little thing going on while we were trying to have service in that. And actually, Jess, you were in it, and I don't think this is specifically to you. I don't know, you'd come to mind, I guess. So it's not a word for you, per se. Although, if the Lord touches you in this way, you know. But Jess all of a sudden got up and kind of started trying to lead the service. And I was like, not that I don't mind other people leading, but I knew that wasn't his role in the church. And like, Jess, what are you doing? He's kind of like, what do you mean what I'm doing? Like, I'm doing this, you know. And aren't we free to just do that? There was this attitude, not just of you, but of the whole setting of, well, aren't we free to just do whatever? And like, no. Like I'm called to lead, not out of this place of, hey, I'm the pastor, but it was this place of, no, that's actually what God has called me to do, sit down, kind of thing. And then actually, you and a group of friends went outside to a fireside kind of thing, and I walked out after you, what are you guys doing? Come on back in. And what are we gathering for anyways? And it was like corporate worship. Well, then we need to be together corporately, you know, and I was bringing correction. And there was a few other things that were going on where this whole anything goes, isn't freedom part of our DNA? And it's like, yes, freedom's a part of our DNA, but there's also order, and God has a plan. And it fits in with here, like when Josh mentions, like, bring it to our feet, if you will, bring it to us. And when I've mentioned that in the past, it's this place of, we want to help you discern, because we want you to walk out what you're called to walk out in the best possible manner. That's why, you know, when I've met together with people for like, with regards to marriages or with regards to child rearing or with regards to jobs or with regards to family, extended family and decision-making and life decision-making and all this, it's not so that I can, I can control now and I can shape you into my image, you know. No, I want you to have the best marriages possible. I want you to have the best family life possible in God. I want you to have I want you to walk out your calling. I want you to be the minister that you're called to be where you are. I want to bless that. I want to add my blessing. As you were talking then about this, Josh, I was thinking about Andrew and Tyler. They have recently, if I can announce, if you don't mind, you can be praying for them, because they have recently put in a bid and been accepted for a bid to buy a house, which is something that Carlene and I have never experienced. I was saying to both the guys, like for me, that's scary. Like my side of thinking and stuff that I have to work through is like, what are you doing? That's so scary. That's so much money. That's so much responsibility. Yeah, you know. Whereas Carlene's side is more like, yeah, way to go, guys. Proud of you. This is awesome. You know, go for it. And so I'm working through my issues. But I said to both of them, because I've watched how they've walked this through, I've watched them pray through it. I've watched them get advice from a number of different people, a number of different godly people, a number of different experts in different areas. And I've seen them just walk this out. And then with this house particularly, you know, they've seen a few others with this house particularly. They feel good about it. There's peace on them. As they share their story, like Randy said, you share your story and you kind of, I always just look for the Lord. Like when a person shares their story, I just look for the Lord. Is this human reasoning? Is this their own stuff? Is this jumping ahead? Is this falling behind? I look and like, no, I see God in this. And I see the peace of God on both of them, you know, kind of thing. And so I said to both of them, like, I bless this. Even though I'm still working through my own stuff, you know, I bless it. But then even a few nights ago, as I was praying through it a little bit, like I haven't really been involved in it. Like, hey, keep me up to date on everything. Make sure you run all the paperwork by me. Da, 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 da. It's like, no, just, like, let's talk. And I want to be your dad. I want to be your pastor. but I don't want my fingers in it because A, I have no expertise in it. B, my own stuff would probably rise up and mess everything up, you know. And I just bless it. I bless you in it. And sometimes when I have spoken out of turn, whether it's regards to this or something else, it's like, ah, oh, forgive me. You know, I did speak out of turn. I that was just flesh right there. That was just blah, you know. And so just, can I have a do-over kind of thing? Just forget that. And yeah, no problem, Dad. And they're used to it. So, but that's kind of the thing. It's this place of, I just want to see you become everything you're meant to be. Josh just wants to see you become everything you're meant to be. Larry just wants to see you become everything you're meant to be. Carlene just wants to see you become everything you're meant to be. And so when you come with these, with pictures or dreams or visions or words or just, I know God has created me for this, it's like, go for it. We're here with you. We're here for you. You know, Lil, we've said over and over again, keep praying for healing. Keep just pray over people. Just don't stop. Just keep going for it. Just keep going for it. Or, Forrest, I've said this to you before. Like, what you did with your dad there, like, just grabbing the oil. Like, not that any of the other prayers weren't good. They're all good. But there was an anointing on that. And there's been a number of times in our midst where you have walked out a prophetic act, and it just, there's something on it, like regularly. And you got to go for that. You got to continue to walk that out. And that's where it's this place of, we just want to see everyone become what they're called to be. But it takes this determination. I know that some people, okay, and again, I'll let you try on the shoe, and if the shoe fits, you know, it's great. But some people have come to me with stuff, and it's like, yeah, that's of the Lord. That's good. I can bless that. I can say, sometimes they'll be like, I can't hear one way or the other, whether it's the Lord or not, but I'll pray with you in it. And sometimes it's like, I don't think so. But there's times where people have come and shared something. It's like, yeah, that's of the Lord. And then they haven't walked it out. And it's still on the table. It's not gone. Like, you know. But it's like, oh, now come on. Because I know that, for instance, us being here, you know, 7.5 years ago, the Lord made it clear this. Like, just, I saw it in the distance. Talking to Morgan's mom, you know, I saw it in the distance, but all of a sudden it became clear. But then I had to put feet to it. I had to start walking it out. And then when God called us to just, like, to resign from St. Anne's and then make this our place of church, our home, and even though we didn't have all the answers, I had to put feet to it. And you have to walk it out. No one else could walk it out for me. There's other people who came alongside and walked with me as they were called to do. But no one could walk it out for me. I want to walk with you. And sometimes that means really close. Sometimes that just means, yay, amen, go for it. I bless it. I'm going to pray over that. I will speak into that as I'm called to speak into it. And sometimes it'll be me involved. Like I say, I go out on Thursday nights praying over Niagara-on-the-Lake. I'm not sure how long that will last for me personally. I think it will, just because of other things that God has said in my life before. And so I want to be involved in that, or I'm called to be involved in that. But I can't be involved in everything. Our nights are filling up quite quick sometimes. But that's okay, because it's about the Spirit of God in you. And we say, go for it. Walk these things out. Live out these things. Yes, I believe that we as leadership are called to be here to help you discern, to help But really, it's to help you become everything you're meant to be. With the guys buying the house, it's like, I don't want you to walk it through like I would walk it through. You need to be you. I might never own a house. I probably never will, actually, unless, you know, something happens. And that's okay. And I don't feel like I've missed anything. I feel like we've walked out what God has called us to walk out. But I don't want them to walk out my life. I'm supposed to walk out my life. They're supposed to walk out their lives. I've told both of them, the two older ones, Jesse, you kind of got from me, which is good. Like, it's good. But Andrew and Tyler both have this entrepreneurial spirit passed down from Carlene's side of the family. And it's a blessing. And it's beautiful. And it's wonderful. And it's exciting. And from my seat, it's scary. But I don't want my stuff to stop them. But